From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jimmy Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters. Since the online news site Clearing Up reported 2 weeks ago on leaked Biden administration plans to remove the four lower Snake River dams, a whole lot has happened. The leak took a peek at a proposed agreement from the federal government that would spend billions of dollars to replace the energy the dams currently generate and spend more money to help save salmon in the Columbia Basin. Since that leak, Idaho asked a court to decide if the court could order the breaching of the dams as part of the Endangered Species Act. A House committee held an oversight hearing on the plan, and this morning, Clearing Up reported that the 30-year fight over salmon and dams may be done after a negotiated session yesterday where a final agreement was reached. This all came before a Friday deadline to find a solution to the questions of dams, fish, and energy. And longtime environmental reporter Rocky Parker has been following the dam fish story for longer than he'd like to admit. He joins us now to try and explain everything that's going on. Thanks for coming on, Rocky.
Thanks, Samantha. Glad to be here.
All right. Things have been happening very quickly over the past 2 weeks. Can we start with this draft plan leak that Clearing Up reported? That was on December 1st. What did we find out from that?
Well, the leak, I'm not sure how much it was a leak. So, some of these folks, you know, got copies of this, I think. But basically, what it talked about is this tribal energy network that the Biden administration was proposing to help fund and develop. And it's kind of exciting because Idaho's Nez Perce tribe has already started building this. They built a solar array and they have batteries. And they basically are giving other tribes, say, here's how you do this. And they're doing this as a way of offsetting the loss of the four lower Snake dams, which, you know, essentially produce about the power you need for Seattle.
Gotcha. And we don't know who leaked the plan.
No.
Okay.
We don't. But it was certainly from what you would call the defenders of the dams. And they were, and when they leaked it, they had all kinds of outrage about how terrible this plan was going to be. And they wanted people to really be scared about the Biden administration's plan and that it would be taking out the four lower Snake dams. And what I've tried to tell people is that they can't do that. And they even admit they can't do it. In the memo, they say that what we are doing is we're working with Oregon and Washington to find the alternatives to the actions that the dams do for people. You know, for that includes irrigation, it includes shipping grain, and it of course includes the power. And they're working together, the tribes, the Biden administration, and the two states to try to make it whole. But they say we have to go to Congress if we're going to take those four dams out.
All right, so back up just a little bit for folks maybe who just wandered into the world of dams and salmon. Give us a quick history of these dams, four dams, Lower Snake River, and we're talking about salmon. How do the dams hurt the fish? Give us a little background.
Well, the four dams were built in the beginning in the 60s and the 70s. The last one finished in Lower Granite finished in 75, and as soon as they finished the last dam, the salmon population just dove in Idaho, particularly the spring Chinook, that is really our most popular fish, and that went on for about two decades until both the environmental community and the tribes filed lawsuits. Actually, Idaho filed the first lawsuit you know, calling for fixing the problem. They didn't call for breaching the dams. They called for, you know, fix the problem. Well, the problem was that once the dams are built, it really hurt the young salmon as they left Idaho, went down the Snake River and down the Columbia out to the ocean. And about 40 to 60% of those fish today die by the time they get to the ocean and soon afterwards. So that's what, and they, you know, the scientists have been following this for the, you know, 30 years that I've covered it. And I won't say that they've got a consensus. I think they have a consensus, but there's that delayed mortality. If you have to go through just four dams, the fish numbers returning are much higher. But when they have to go through all eight dams, they're very low. And those are Idaho's fish, and the habitat is, you know, some of the best habitat in the lower 48 states.
Wow. Okay, so all the stuff that's been happening this month stems out of this lawsuit that was filed 30 years ago. I mean, this has been going on for a while.
On and off. That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, this time the judge had a stay while the two sides, the Biden administration, the Nez Perce tribe, the Coville tribe, the state of Oregon, and environmental groups and businesses had that lawsuit. They sat down and they've been talking about it. It was supposed to be done at the beginning of November. They gave themselves some more time to finish it up, and tomorrow is the deadline. And I believe that today they're going to announce what they're going to do. Oh. And you know, I think we can, if you go back to the leaked document, you have the they're going to spend some more money on salmon habitat and stuff like that. They're going to spend more money on this energy network, and it really means all of the tribes in the region, you know, not just the Nez Perce or not just the Crickfish, the Columbia River tribes, but my understanding was going to be all of the tribes in the region. Mm. So it's kind of an exciting opportunity for tribes to develop new economic sources in energy rather than simply having casinos.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You mentioned when the plan was leaked that the folks who weren't happy about what they heard weren't happy. Who are we talking about? We're talking about electric companies?
Yeah, well, we're talking about the Public Power Council. Remember, this power comes from the Bonneville Power Administration markets the power from all of the federal dams. It's a, you know, it's a federal agency. Mm-hmm. And then it has these public power utilities, public utility districts, and they're represented by the Public Power Council. And they were one of the larger people complaining about this. The state of Idaho has complained about it, even filing a suit saying they do not want they're telling the judge they don't think he can order them to take out the four Lower Snake dams. Well, again, the Biden administration said, no, we're not going to do that. We have to go to Congress. So I'm not quite sure what Idaho was thinking when they filed that. But so basically, there's going to be this is not going to get done overnight. That's the thing here is we're going to have to get everybody to come to an agreement on the things that we need to have for taking these dams out. You know, for instance, the irrigation is about 35, 40,000 acres irrigated. all in Washington, because these dams are not run of the river, are not reservoirs, they're run of the river dams. So there isn't a lot of water, and they're pumping on high lift pumping out of the Snake River. And those folks actually told the Lewiston Tribune yesterday that they thought all those people were complaining, were making a mistake, that they actually have come out in the past saying if Wynn Simpson, for instance, Mike Simpson, our congressman, put out a proposal back in 2021, they like the idea of them being paid off if they have to end their irrigation. And the state of Washington spent its whole legislative session the last year looking over ways to build either railroads and other ways of shipping the grain to the Pacific. So already there's a lot of things going on. And now the Biden administration has made it clear they're supporting this. But it's not just about the Endangered Species Act, Samantha, because they're really trying to meet their treaty obligations out of this. It's not. So they're looking actually for increasing the salmon numbers to abundant status. And, you know, I think that's something that almost everybody agrees about should be done.
Okay, so as we said before, there was a leak of a Biden administration draft plan a couple weeks ago. Since then, there was an oversight hearing in the House. Rocky, you mentioned Idaho had asked a court to decide if a court can order the dams to come down. It's been a busy couple of weeks. Today, we hear from Clearing Up, that's the online news site, that the parties that are part of the lawsuit did manage to reach an agreement yesterday, and we're still waiting as of the noon hour to find out exactly what that is and what will be in that. But we have some idea, as you said, talking about energy, talking about money for salmon, but we don't know where all this money is going to come from yet, do we?
No, we don't. And I think that's really the trick here. You know, Idaho officially is against it, but from what I hear, of course, Oregon's one of the people who sued, and Washington, Governor Inslee and Senator Murray have come out very positively about let's find out what everybody needs. And so that's a lot of money. It's going to have to come from Congress and from ratepayers. You know, we're Idaho power customers here in Boise, but all of the rural cooperatives in Idaho, they get power from Bonneville Power. And so their rates are tied to Bonneville. And so they're going to, you know, they're going to end up having to pay some of the cost of this. And the trick here is to try to do it in a balanced way that doesn't make everybody pay too much. That's what the environmental community and the tribes have argued for years, that we can do this without making the cost. And we're only talking about four dams. You know, there's a whole bunch of dams in the Northwest.
Yeah.
So they're not going to destroy the entire Northwest power system. They're going to eventually phase these four dams out. And like I say, it's not going to happen overnight.
Well, and let's talk about that, because as you said, we don't know everything that's in this yet. We'll find out more today and tomorrow. But when this agreement comes out, if it becomes final, that doesn't mean the dams come down, that you have to go to Congress. And even at that point, I mean, when I'm looking at the draft that was leaked or what information was leaked, you know, just because the dams come down doesn't mean the salmon all come back. Just like, poof, there are salmon. I mean, the draft agreement talks about money and time and, you know, to help the fish come back.
That's right. That's right, Samantha. It's going to take time. And nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen until the election. And if this election, goes against Biden, if Trump gets reelected, we're not going to be moving the same direction. period. So that really ties this whole thing to the election for us here in the Pacific Northwest.
I gotcha. So that, yeah, that's a big, big part of things. So what's next? So we're waiting for the final agreement to come out so we can look at it. And then what happens?
Well, this agreement, you know, they have to decide, is the agreement like, okay, we've resolved this, so we don't have to do this anymore? Or are they going to have it like a stay, which kind of keeps the issue open and has the judge kind of looking at them and saying, okay, you guys, you seem like you're moving in a positive direction. I'll check in on you next year and we'll see what's going on. So I think it's still going to be under Judge Simon's jurisdiction. And I don't know if that's good or bad. I think we would know it's done when we take it out of Judge Simon's jurisdiction. You know, but even he could decide, I don't think he would. Most people don't think that they can take these dams out without Congress. But, and somebody's going to pay for it, of course. But he could order them to take the dams out because, if they don't, the fish are going to die. I don't know. Don't think that's going to happen. So I think we kind of watch and see what happens next year and some details in this. I mean, we don't know the details. How much water is going to come out of Idaho? Idaho has been sending water out of the state to help flush the fish through the dams, and they get paid for it, make no mistake. But and that is a part of the deal that we made under what was called then the Nez Perce Agreement. Well, that Nez Perce Agreement is going to come up for for a new version sometime in the 2030s. So, Idaho's going to have to deal with this to protect our water. And taking out the four dams actually makes it easier to protect our water, not harder. And that's one of the things that politicians have often misrepresented.
Wow. Okay. So complex issue that will not be completely resolved anytime soon. We've been speaking with longtime reporter Rocky Barker. He's been following the latest on the case over salmon recovery and the four Snake River dams, and will continue to do so. Rocky, thank you so much.
Thank you, Samantha.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.